This episode is brought to you by Legally Yours, an online marketplace that connects clients to fixed fee and value-based pricing lawyers across Australia. For lawyers, Legally Yours also helps innovative legal professionals to connect and grow by providing business support services, education, leads and connections to other lawyers who operate beyond the billable hour. With membership starting from as little as $50 plus GST per month, join Legally Yours and find your tribe today. Visit legallyyours.com.au. You're listening to Doing Law Differently. Join me, Lucy Dickens, as I explore how the world's most progressive legal service providers are doing law differently. Hello, welcome back. You're listening to the Doing Law Differently podcast. I'm your host, Lucy Dickens. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, if you have read my book, It's Time to Do Law Differently, or probably if you've heard me speak, there is a good chance you'll have heard me talk about productized services, about creating a productized ecosystem. And as you well know, I'm all about doing law differently, helping law firm leaders on their journey to create a progressive law firm that lets them live the life that they want to live. As part of that mission, I suppose you could call it, I've been working with a group of law firm owners in my Productize and Profit program. It's an online group coaching program with over 50, I think, online modules, lots of interviews and advice from industry experts, group training and one-on-one coaching from me. My role in this program is to help those law firm leaders to reshape their firm and regain their life. The next program starts in August. If you would like to know more or register your interest, go to lucydickens.com.au/program. In this episode, I want to kind of combine those two points together. One about productized ecosystems and doing law differently, and two, how I'm helping a group of law firm owners to do just that. And the way I'm going to do that is to talk to you about the journey to creating a progressive law firm. Because it is a journey. Transforming the way your business operates isn't something that happens overnight. Lots of lawyers might start by introducing fixed pricing or making some other fundamental business model change, and then they start to see the ripple effect across lots of other aspects of their business. But this journey that I'm talking about involves changes in attitudes, values, mindsets, ways of thinking, ways of working, lots of changes. But it will lead you to an entirely new way of business and hopefully, if you do it right, a new lifestyle as well. So in this episode, I'm going to talk you through the five stages of law firm development. What does it look like on that journey from running a traditional law firm to having created a productized ecosystem? And so my hope in this episode is not only that you can see the journey and maybe see where you're at on the journey, where you fit in those five stages, but also to get you excited about the future of law, in particular, the future of your legal practice, and to get you thinking about some of the opportunities that lie ahead. So there are five stages of law firm development. Well, I say there are five stages anyway, and it's essentially a spectrum where you are. Which stage you're at is going to really affect how you feel about your business, how much money you're making, and also where you should be focusing your time and energy in terms of what you should be doing now within your business and what you should be doing next. So let's start with stage one. Stage one is traditional practice. We all know how traditional legal services look and feel. Most of the time, it involves listing practice areas, probably on a website, sometimes not even on a website. Essentially, we say, here are our practice areas, here's a list of all my skills, all my expertise, perhaps some cases that I've been involved in. And really, traditional law is about providing a customized service for every client. If you're running a traditional legal practice, chances are you never turn down work, even if it's something you're not very good at, or perhaps you don't really know how to do that well. Why? Well, because turning down work means turning down money, and we don't want to be doing that. So this means, though, that your service offering gets wider, and so does that feeling in the back of your mind that you might miss something or that you might make a mistake. Because after all, if everything you're doing is something that you're doing for the first time, or maybe not the first time, maybe just for the first time in the last 12 months, you're going to have a bit of learning and catching up to do every time you provide that service. So at this stage one traditional law, I explain it as being a bit like a supermarket, offering all sorts of different products to all sorts of different customers. As we well know, most traditional lawyers sell services on a timed basis. And so because of this, time becomes the focus of everything you do. And this means that you can't escape your business because your income is directly linked to your time. If you're not recording minutes on a timesheet, then you're not making money. Let's move on to stage two that I call limited scope. And perhaps from the name, you can hear that this is about limited scope services. So in this case, you might take a group of services that you provide, bundle them together and put a price on them. What I usually find, though, is that that price is usually just a function of the number of hours, i.e. the amount of time you think that work is going to take you, and multiplied that by your hourly rate. And really, that's just billing by another name. You've just told the client the price beforehand instead of waiting to see what your timesheet calculates at the end. Now you've changed from a supermarket to a fruit and veg delivery box. You give your clients different ingredients, but they have to work out how to put them together. So you're still a full service firm, and you'll go to a lot of lengths to explain that, because as well as the delivery box, the fruit and veg, clients can add in anything else they need. Maybe they need some juice, some bread, or some toilet paper if perhaps a lockdown is pending, and you'll let them throw all those things in too. So you have the same kind of challenges as you do in stage one in terms of providing services that you are not an expert at, simply because of the fact that you don't dedicate enough time and resources solely to those practice areas. Let's move on to step number three, specialist. What happens here is that after a while providing limited scope services, you decide to finally embrace your expertise, your specialty, and also your skills and interests. What are the types of work that you really, really enjoy doing? So what's happened is that you have seen how effective those limited scope services are compared to everything else, how much more profitable they can be, how many benefits come by simply defining a system and providing the same type of service to many different clients. So you see how effective those services have become, and so you decide to stop offering anything to anyone who asks and instead start to focus on really refining your niche, refining your area of expertise, but also refining the types of clients that you want to work for. Who is your ideal client, and how can you provide services specifically for that type of customer in a way that they want to receive them? So you spend some time really getting to understand the people that you serve. You learn about their problems, their fears, their desires, and you really intentionally design your services based on your customer research, based on the needs and feedback from your clients. You start to develop systems that will govern your service delivery. And each time you deliver the service, you ask yourself how you can leverage that knowledge so that you can use it again. So gone are the days where you have to try and remember the name of the client that you saw 12 to 24 months ago who had a problem that seemed vaguely familiar and perhaps similar to the client's problem that you've got today. But because you haven't touched that practice area for 12 to 24 months, you're really not sure where to start. Instead, when you deliver a service every time, you ask yourself how you can leverage that knowledge so that you can use it again. And of course, you charge for your service at fixed prices. And now I'm talking about prices that really relate to the value of the service that you provide, as opposed to the amount of time it takes you to deliver. After all, what you'll have found is that you can deliver your services far more quickly than you've ever been able to do before. So you've freed up a lot of time. And now you don't want to be charging on a timed basis because things happen so quickly and efficiently that you wouldn't make enough money. So now in this stage, you are HelloFresh. Here you're delivering the ingredients for a specific recipe that your client wants to create. Okay, so we've gone through step one, traditional, step two, limited scope, step three, specialist, and now we get to step four, productized services. This is what you're all aiming for, the moment you've been waiting for. So think productized, think home delivery from your favorite restaurant. Here, you can deliver a complete solution to your client's problem. Think a cooked meal delivered straight to their door, everything they need for their evening's dinner. Now, you are no longer listing your skills and expertise. Instead, you're talking directly to the problem that your clients have and how you're going to help them achieve the solution or solve that problem. And the way that you solve the problem is through systems. You're going to achieve that in a systemized way. Now you're offering tangible solutions, not just a list of skills. Then we get to stage 5, the fifth and final stage of law firm development, and this is where you have created a product ecosystem. This is the ultimate in meal delivery, so think Uber Eats. In this case, you've got an entire menu of complementary products, so your clients can order entree, main meal, dessert, a special fancy drink, and anything they might desire to eat for their evening meal, all in the one place. The services, the products are all complementary. In your law firm, you have a whole ecosystem of products, flagship products and bespoke products that all work together to create a thriving business ecosystem. Each of your products works in harmony with the others. And once you've created your productized ecosystem, your real focus in your business is on meaning, on creating meaningful solutions, meaningful relationships with your clients, but also spending your time and your staff spending their time on more meaningful work. You've been able to eliminate the grunt work, get rid of the type of work that should be automated or should perhaps just be deleted from your life because it's the kind of work that is not a good and productive use of your time. And you're left feeling fulfilled and liberated, living the type of lifestyle that you thought you were going to be living when you decided to set up your business in the first place. Product ecosystem is what is going to get you there. So those are the 5 stages. We start with traditional law, and we all know how that looks and feels. You move into step 2, which is about creating limited scope retainers or limited scope products. Then step 3, specialist. This is where you really start to embrace the idea of productized services and of really refining and narrowing your niche. No longer offering anything to everybody, but deciding, here's where I fit. This is the work I love. This is the work I'm really, really good at. And the better I am at this, the better I can provide this service in a way that is more meaningful and really meets the needs of my clients, the less of all that other stuff I have to do that I don't really like anyway. Then we get to productized services, where you design your products with a fixed predetermined scope, a fixed price, and a system for delivery that enables them to be delivered almost like an engine that runs the productized service. Those work alongside your bespoke products that are custom designed within your area of expertise, within your specialty, designed specifically for the type of clients that you want to work with in your business. But those bespoke products enable you to deliver more customized, higher level, more unique type of work. And together, those make your productized ecosystem, which is the fifth and final stage of law firm development. If you want to learn more about those 5 stages, because I accept I've gone through them quite quickly, I'd also see some diagrams and images that might help you to understand them or to get your head around them in a different way. Have a look at my book, It's Time to Do Law Differently, where I talk you through each of those 5 steps in a bit more detail. For now, though, my challenge to you is to have a think about what stage of business you're at now and consider how your business and your life might be improved when you've been able to create a product ecosystem. How will your business look and how will that affect your lifestyle? And of course, if you want some help or guidance on the way, get in touch with me. You can email me, lucy@lucydickens.com.au, or register your interest for the next program where I take you on this journey and guide you along the way. You can register your interest at lucydickens.com.au/program. For now, I'm taking a short break from the podcast for just a couple of weeks, and I will be back in a few weeks with some more Doing Law Differently goodness. I've got my guests lined up. I've got my interviews scheduled to record, so don't worry, I will be back. I'm just taking a couple of weeks to rejuvenate. If you've got any questions that you'd like me to answer in a Q&A episode of the podcast, if you've got any guest recommendations, perhaps there's someone who is running a business and you'd really like to know more about it, but you don't feel like you can reach out to them, ask me to do it instead. I'm happy to ask the questions. Let me know who you would like to hear from on the podcast, what questions you have from me, and I'll do my best to get it happening for you. Otherwise, as always, I'd love it if you could leave a rating and review. It really helps other people find out about the show, as well as helps me to understand the type of content that you like to listen to. That's all for now. I'll see you very soon on the Doing Law Differently podcast. Are you a lawyer who needs CPD? I've teamed up with Law CPD to make that task easier for you. Law CPD provide premium CPD for Australian lawyers, and they offer so much more than just another webinar. Law CPD's courses are online, on-demand, interactive learning. Law CPD are offering Doing Law Differently listeners $25 off of their first purchase using the code DLD25. There are over 100 courses across all competency areas, so visit lawcpd.com.au to find your next CPD course and make sure you use the code DLD25 for your $25 off. That's all for today's episode of the Doing Law Differently podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to do law differently and you're looking for some guidance and inspiration to help you along the way, then get your hands on my book. It's Time to Do Law Differently, How to Reshape Your Firm and Regain Your Life. You can get it on my website, lucydickens.com.au/book, or on Amazon or Booktopia, where you'll also find the ebook versions too. Don't forget to leave a rating and review if you enjoy the podcast, and be sure to tell your friends and let other people know too. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.